I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. San Rafael advances a tiny home project. Federal funding for supportive housing is slashed. A telehealth drug dispenser is convicted of fraud. Three pest control companies are caught dumping toxins. And fire officials issue tips for not burning down the house on Thanksgiving. After nearly 3 hours of public comment, the San Rafael City Council approved resolutions to buy land for a tiny home interim housing project. But the final signature on the sale of the property at 350 Marydale Road is on hold, pending a court hearing on Tuesday. Residents in the surrounding neighborhood obtained a temporary injunction on the deal, alleging that the sale was decided in secret. At last week's meeting, City Attorney Rob Epstein acknowledged that the city did conduct the number of closed sessions for real estate negotiations, which is permitted under California's rules for public meetings. But he said that critics were wrong in claiming that the city council decided on the deal behind closed doors. The interim housing project will include 65 lockable cabins with security and wraparound services for the unhoused residents that now live in a sanctioned camp along Mahan Creek Path. The project can operate for up to 2 years while residents transition to independent living. By 2028, the city will permit the site to build at least 80 units of permanent affordable housing. Homelessness response leaders across the Bay are scrambling after sweeping federal grant changes were announced last week. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has cut guaranteed continuum of care funding from about 90% of permanent supportive or transitional housing to no more than 30%. Agencies are instead urged to fund programs tied to employment, recovery, and self-sufficiency, a stark departure from previous Housing First policies. Sonoma County's Michael Gaw said most of his $4 million in renewal funds go to housing people with disabilities, veterans, and youth. Gaw said people are going to die. We're talking about losing their housing and going back on the streets. All we are asking is to honor what Congress has already appropriated to us, he said. Then give us a year while you make those changes so it can be done through a community process. A federal grand jury has convicted the leaders of a San Francisco-based telehealth company. Jurors on Tuesday found CEO Ruthia He and Dr. David Brody guilty of conspiring to distribute controlled substances and committing health care fraud. Prosecutors said the Silicon Valley telehealth platform called Dunn was turned into a high-volume stimulant pipeline. It dispensed more than 40 million pills of Adderall and other stimulants to meet more than 100 million in claims for illegal prescriptions. He and Brody spent over $40 million on social media ads that encouraged vulnerable people to believe that they had ADHD. Ruthia He was intercepted by law enforcement while trying to leave the country. She had moved operations to China, transferring over $1 million to a shell company and deleting incriminating documents. Both face up to 20 years in prison when sentenced February 25th. Three pest control companies, Orkin Services of California, Crane Pest Control, and Clark Pest Control of Stockton, will pay over $3 million to settle a civil complaint. They're accused of improperly disposing of hazardous waste and unsecured consumer records. Investigations by 13 county district attorneys found that the companies dumped toxic, ignitable, and corrosive pesticides into regular dumpsters between 2021 and 2022. Other banned materials found included electronic waste, batteries, aerosols, and poisonous baits. The settlement includes nearly $1 million in environmental compliance measures and 5 years of third-party waste disposal auditing. Cooking is already the leading cause of home fires, according to the Southern Marin Fire Protection District. And on Thanksgiving, most fires begin with unattended food left simmering, baking, or frying. Large meals in crowded spaces increase the danger. Fire officials urge families to stay attentive and keep flammables at least 3 feet from the heat. If you need to step away even briefly, turn off the burner. Test smoke alarms, keep a nearby fire extinguisher, and keep a lid nearby to smother grease fires. The National Fire Protection Association strongly discourages the use of outdoor turkey fryers. They involve large amounts of hot oil that can easily spill or overheat. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.